Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Dom time now. Dom Giordano.
All right, it's Dom time. Special guest. I'm so thrilled that we can bring you the new head of the school board out there in Central Bucks, because they are in the center arena because of their size, affluence, education. And because I think people have elected a majority, 6-3 majority, to put parents at the center of the decisions, particularly on these things that are obviously sensitive, that involve sexuality, critical race theory, etc. So yesterday we talked a lot about this headline from the Bucks County Courier-Times: Central Bucks teachers to use birth name gender of trans students unless parents okay change. Yeah. And in there, one of the school board directors, her name is Smith, Karen Smith, was identified as a school director. And because of how ambiguous the Bucks County Courier-Times was to me, I thought she was the school board president. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, she's attacking the superintendent and others. She said, some of the kids who are in this situation could be in a safety risk if we force them to tell their parents. Not every family is supportive of a transgender and nonconforming student. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, these people ran on parent rights, just like Youngkin, think of that, in Virginia, in the center of this. And unless there is some evidence of potential abuse or whatever, which we have laws about, then of course the parents have to be in the loop on all this stuff. All right, joining us is Dana Hunter, who is the new school board president in Central Bucks. Dana, welcome to the show. Thanks very much for coming on, and I'm glad you guys are open to talking about all these things.
Well, thank you so much for having me, Dom. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Well, talk about the campaign now. It's a 6-3 leading the Central Bucks, and a colleague of yours, the VP, I talked to her, and she said, yes, that's what you ran on. That was the theme, because that theme, a parent's at the center of this, well, that takes care of all of these issues.
It does. So the vice president and I both actually ran in 2019 and were elected. There were some new school board school board members that were elected last year that ran on the platform of Parents First, and they joined us on the board, and now there is a 6-3 majority.
So with that as the backdrop, take us through what are some of the things now that wrap around that. First of all, it was with the books in the library, right? And what's the standard? Your colleague told me what you're using yesterday, but for listeners, what are you using for the standard around books that are about have some sexual reference in there?
So if you read through the policy, there's very specific language in the policy that's written in regards to sexual content, and it varies from age group. So elementary has one standard, middle school mm-hmm. another, high school another. And then we also outline in the policy a practice or a process for taxpayers to go through in order to challenge a book that they find, perhaps they find in our library, and they believe contains some of the content that we find questionable or that applies to this policy. Then they can go through a challenge process. Our administration, Dr. Lukaba, has worked very diligently to put together a administrative regulation that outlines exactly what that process looks like. That has not necessarily been unveiled to the board yet. It should be coming very shortly. And then there will be a procedure in place for parents to be able to challenge books they find questionable.
But the argument, you know the argument, ACLU and probably someone like this Karen Smith woman, they just say, you guys, Dana Hunter and you others, you've taken over. This is a big-time school district, and you're just banning books here.
Yeah, no book has ever been banned in this district. The other thing that I would say is that this is not about... It's not about banning books, and it's not about banning genres, right? It's not about banning information about LGBTQ. It's not about banning information about, you know, discrimination or banning books from authors of different ethnicities or minorities. What this is specifically targeting is sexualized content.
Is it you know it when you see it, Dana? Is it something like that?
So if you read through the policy, like I said, it is stated pretty plainly in language what it is that the criteria that needs to be met for each age group. But the other thing I would say is also in that policy, it states that, so let's say a book went through this challenge. If, for argument's sake, let's say the book is a book on the LGBTQ journey or a story about somebody's personal LGBTQ experience. They have to be able to give other books that would be appropriate for that genre in order to replace the book that they're asking to be pulled.
Okay.
So there's no way to eliminate a genre of book.
I gotcha. That's a false claim. So let's talk about this because it's common sense, and yet even I yesterday thought, wait a minute, is this the school board president? That of course, if the kid wants to use a different identity, gender identity, birth name, and all this stuff, that's something you seriously should, first of all, you shouldn't do without parental permission. But then I think you have a sense of maybe informing the parent and asking them, do you want to do that? Why is this causing such a furor then?
You know, it's interesting because for me, to me, obviously, are the students in our district who are transgender or questioning. Obviously, we know that those kids are at a higher risk. We've seen the statistics. To me, to start on the premise that for some reason the parents of this district would not be supportive and not want to be supportive of their students is offensive to be honest with you. So the suggestion that parents should be left out of that conversation, it's hard for me to even start with that premise because I disagree with it. One of the reasons why Central Bucks is such an amazing district is because our parents are unbelievably involved, unbelievably caring and supportive, and they always have been. And that partnership between parents and teachers and administrators in our district is one of the reasons why we're great. I don't know why we would ever question or deviate from that common practice, which is a common practice. We use that protocol for everything involving students in this district. A parent is always part of the conversation and always should be.
You put that beautifully, because that is the bedrock of this. Couldn't agree more. It is offensive. And the reason, I think, is you've had, you know, a significant minority or maybe even a small minority that have somehow or another gotten in there over the years, and they've been able to attack that kind of policy. And maybe some administrators and others get afraid and they go along with this. It's the reason why nationally so many people started coming to school board meetings, etc. They were kind of unaware of a lot of the things that happen. Is Central Bucks, I haven't seen it there yet, is there a back and forth over, I'll say, so-called critical race theory, because we all know it's not exactly critical race theory, but it gets in there in some other ways. And you kind of hit upon it, Dana, a moment ago. And I'm sure in Central Bucks, history classes, whatever they might be, can be critical of some aspects of the United States. But there's a line that's crossed when it's saying it's systemically racist, or there's nothing about the founding of the country that was good, that kind of thing. How are you dealing with that?
So I can honestly say that's not something that the school board has been approached with or seen any issue with in our curriculum, or nothing has been brought to our attention with any specific history or curriculum that's currently in the district.
So, good, good. What's upcoming for you guys then? What will be the big issue? I know this one made the papers and it's a big deal. What is it that's next for you?
So I would say we just actually did some work on a new policy. Well, it's not a new policy. It's actually an existing policy. It's 321. And it's about politics in the classroom.
Ah, okay.
And so that actually was discussed through committee, policy committee, this past month. And will be on our board agenda for first read at our next board meeting in October.
So that meant things, flags and things like this in classrooms, et cetera, are out of bounds, just so it's particularly as we come into an election cycle.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, Dana, thank you. I'm very glad you came on, because you guys are handling this, in my mind, in a way that is common sense and used to be just bedrock, and should continue, but I realize buttoning it up is exactly the right way to go, so there's no doubt about fairness, etc. And you've told listeners here, too, about a process. If you don't like this, to challenge it, that's all good.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to come on.
Well, thank you, Dana. Anytime there's an issue, we'd love to have you back. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Tom. Have a great afternoon.
All right, Dana Hunter, they heard yesterday, her colleague, a VP over there, us talking about this. And that's the first time that I've heard them at length. We've been trying for a while, because this is a school district that's under fire in the center of the universe. And we'd love to have on this woman who heads up the other three, apparently. But the idea that parents ought to be cut out of this because some parent might be violent to the kid or something of that nature. What? You heard her say, offensive. It is. But this is how widespread it is. You have this clack of people who are determined to do whatever they want in schools. And we saw it play out in Virginia with McAuliffe saying, no, parents are not experts. We're the experts. And we saw what happened. Youngkin is a national figure now. And this is going to play out again and again and again on a huge variety of issues, including over in New Jersey with this sex ed curriculum. We told you today one school district has said, no, Garwood, we're not going to follow what Murphy and his minions have put out. And this school board across the state is going to start punishing that, I would assume. Let's see if others, once the parents hear the specifics of what's being taught in their schools, particularly with young kids, you're going to see more protests. You're going to see this at school board meetings. It's not going to end. So I think we're winning the battle of the school boards. But you have to understand, these things don't happen overnight. These people have been entrenched. Pennsbury's still there. Westchester. There's any number of these. And this has been going on for quite a length of time. It's going to take election after election to push this through so that it's more like Central Bucks or our buddy Joan over in Joan Cullen in Penridge. All right, let's put all that aside, though. It is time for...
It's Dobbs Money Melody!
Where has all the money gone?
That's exactly right. We're playing today for a pair of ticket vouchers to Rocky, the musical. Beautiful love story, heart-stopping, knockout theatrical experience for everyone brave enough to follow their dreams. It starts October 4th, I think that's a Tuesday night, 2022, at the Walnut Street Theater. Jim, what's the backstory?
Well, here is the backstory. If you didn't hear the announcement, WPHT, for the very first time in a long time, will be all live and local all day, which is a big deal for us. And it got me to thinking about a local band here in Philadelphia that was played back in the 1980s. And it does tie in to our side question, because the first time you ever heard this band was probably played by a DJ in Morning Drive known for being a baldy. Dom, I will give you the clue. I need the name of the group and the song. Here we go.
All right.
I will do that.
Dan.
I will do that.
Yeah,
sorry,
one second.
Dom,
so you want the name of the group and the song.
I want the name of the artist and the song. We got to make it difficult, Dom. These are tickets for Rocky. Rocky would
All
want
right.
it difficult.
All right. Let's go see for some misses. All right. Let's get them set down. Listen closely, everyone. Here's the clue.
Listen to the clue one more time. Now, our audience will get this. Trust me.
All right, it's 855-839-1210. That's how you get in. First one with that, the name of the group and song both have to be correct. First one with that correct answer, we will send you off to Rocky, the musical. By the way, thank you, John Gilgi, every day from Rhino Shield for bringing us Dom's Money Melody. Never paint your home again with Rhino Shield. It's ceramic coating, guaranteed for life. You never have to paint again. Call John Gilgi. Schedule an appointment today. Visit MyRhinoShield.com or call 844-RHINO-99, 844-RHINO-99. You know, when it comes to what I eat, and I'm sure that's with you, it's critically important if I can buy local and off great people. Well, that's the home run. One of the many things that makes Captain Chucky so incredible, variety, quality of their products, all overseen by a dedicated and wonderful staff. The owners, Jason and Bridget Lautier and Greg Ott, choose only the best. And Jason and Bridget have opened several Captain Chucky's locations since 2014. They're extremely familiar with the brand. Stop in now and order the larger version of the Smith Island crab cake, known as the Philomena's Jersey Shore crab cake, 4.5 ounces each. That purchase is going to benefit the Storm the Heavens Fund for Children's Cancer Research. As for the Philomena's Jersey Shore crab cake, feed your family and help a wonderful cause. And don't forget shrimp trays, crab cakes, delectable Captain Chucky's appetizers. They make a great addition to your football tailgates, viewing and listening. Visit now one of their 17 locations, soon to be 18. Visit WeLoveCrabCakes.com. Say hello to the independent owners, two of the satellite stores, John and Cindy Clark in Huntington Valley, Tony and Jamie Parson, their newest location in Cinnaminson, Runnymede, New Jersey. You'll see the Vogelsang family, Ocean City. Open every Friday and Saturday, noon till 5. Say hi to Chris and Donna Ryan. CIO opens soon at 4111 Landis Avenue with John and Kathleen McCann. Remember, WeLoveCrabCakes.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put put the spring back into your step and into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,